All right, so literally this is only a story that y'all are going to appreciate.
Y'all.
So, I don't know if you remember back October 21st. You're like, Ben, you're being very specific. This happened.
The cattle truck was damaged in a crash, and while workers transferred the cattle from one truck to another, about a dozen escaped into Cherokee Park.
Yeah. Now, most of the cows had been rounded up. There were four that eluded capture for at least a couple days. Three of the four had been captured. So as of like October 23rd, all but one of the cows had been accounted for in Cherokee Park.
That's a good run for and then, this one cow that was just roaming around living his best life.
And then the news just kind of stopped. People just kind of went about their lives, forgot that there was still a cow wandering around Cherokee Park.
And we actually got people asking us, hey, what happened to the cow? Like, people were invested.
And up until this weekend, we had no answer. We were like, I don't know. Their cows still wander around Cherokee
Haven't
Park.
Heard.
Yeah, yep. Just kind of out there living its best life. But I guess the final cow has now been located nearly 3 weeks after that first cattle escape.
And he's got a story to tell.
Now, listen. He's been located. He hasn't been captured yet.
Oh, you're kidding.
But at
I
least,
figured when you said located, that meant captured.
No,
that did not mean captured.
No,
oh my God.
We at least have eyes on it, though. Oh, we're like, hey, hang on a second. That's not a deer. You know, of all the animal and wildlife that you can see in Cherokee Park.
Yeah. Well, it's rutting season, so there's a lot of deer
that's right.
hanging out.
And I wonder if there's a buck that rolls up on the cow going, hey,
you're new around here.
Pretty girl. Why don't you come my way?
You don't look like the rest of them.
You're cute. But you are kind of cute. Okay. You got some hips on you. It is rutting season.
Are we trying to find a cowboy that can round up the cow? Is that what we're looking for? Why are we not capturing the cow if we have eyes on the cow?
Well, we have eyes on the cow. And so just yesterday, Louisville Metro Animal Services said the general location.
The general is last seen in this area.
I know. But as of last night at about 10:30, no cow capture has happened. So up until this point, we know where the cow is now. So that's good. But
the Metro Animal Services, they have lassos? I feel like a lasso is needed in this particular situation, right?
Well, I even heard that LMPD keeps lassos in the trunk of their car.
Do they?
And in the trunk of their cruisers, too.
But do they do training with the cowboy?
So I still like the idea of the storyline that this cow, maybe we'll name her Bessie, just because.
I thought we named him Melvin.
Are we sure it's a boy or a girl?
Not sure. No.
Let's do a gender non-specific name.
Like okay.
Chris the cow. Okay, Chris the cow. There you go. A little alliteration there. Chris the cow fell in love with a buck.
Oh, God.
It's rutting season, and so, you know, it's the most unlikely of companions.
Most unlikely of love stories.
Somehow, these two crazy individuals made it work.
But Cherokee is a magical place, and anything can happen. It was just the romance.
It was the romance.
Being in the park together.
That's right. You know, maybe they would take these evening walks. They'd see the statues.
And get some snacks.
They'd walk the trails.
Yeah.
Slide down the slides.
Probably.
Maybe they'd play pickleball or tennis.
Yeah.
But we just think that there was maybe a budding love story between Chris the cow and the buck or the...
Buddy the buck.
Buddy the buck that, you know, in rutting season, so knows no better.
Okay.
Knows no better.
Jacqueline says, for sure the cow's a female. I'm going to trust her. She sounds like she's smart.
Still, keeping the name Chris, all right? Chris with a K.
Wait a second. She said... The cows are female. Adult male cows are bulls. Oh, okay. That's Jacqueline, should be basic animal knowledge.
Okay, thank you, Jacqueline. We knew that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Can we go back to Bessie? Or are we going to keep being Chris?
No, gender non-specific.
Okay.
Let's say Chris. Chris with a K.
The Kardashian cow.
Fell in love with Bernie the Buck. Is that what we're saying?
Buddy.
Buddy the Buddy. Buck. Buddy the Buck. There he is. Sorry. So there's your update. Again, only people here in Louisville are going to appreciate the fact this arcing storyline from October where we still don't have the cow in custody.
No.
But we do at least have eyes on the cow. And this cow, I feel, has been living his or her best life.
Probably the most romantic fall ever.
That's right. Well, we'll keep you posted on 99.7 DJX.